So today, I'll be talking on the cry of desperation. Another story that I just love. So beside Lazarus' story, which I preached yesterday and this morning, this is a story that God has put upon my heart. And it is BBB. You know what's a BBB? Yeah. Blind Beggar Bartimaeus. All right, the three B's. Blind Beggar Bartimaeus. And this story is also very close to my heart. All right, so let's read together from... you don't have to read. Yeah, I will read. Mark chapter 10, 46 to 52. So you can just follow. All right, follow the verses that are there. I'm reading from the NASB version. Then they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with disciples and the large crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many were sternly telling him to be quiet, but he kept crying out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, stand up, he is calling for you." Throwing aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And answering him, Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" I repeat. And answering him, Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And this morning, Jesus is asking you the same question. Danny, what do you want Jesus to do for you? You and also Danny. Yes. So our brother got the faith, and I believe Jesus will touch you. Right. So we cannot be vague. I'm not sure, not sure. Okay. James said a blinded man, not a blinded man, a two-minded man. Is that right? I'm going to say blinded. Two-minded man. All right. He's not able to receive because he's double-minded. Actually, the word is double-minded. They want to say two-minded. Double-minded man. It's unstable. So you have to be specific. What do you want? What do you want? Jesus asked. Okay, so let's continue. And the blind man said to him, this is a blind Bartimaeus answering, of course, "Rabboni," Rabboni is teacher, "Rabboni, I want to regain my sight." So this is very specific, right? He didn't say, "Actually, not sure. Actually, I would love to see, you know." Yeah, right. He said, "Yeah, I want to regain my sight." Right? And Jesus said to him, this is Jesus' reply, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately, wow, this is instant healing, which I'm still waiting. Immediately, he regained his sight and began following him on the road. All right, yeah, so let's pray. Let's pray today and ask God to manifest himself as Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha. Lord Jesus, we thank you. And we say this place is sanctified. This place is sanctified because your presence is here. This is holy and a sacred ground because you are holy and you are sacred. And we as mere mortal, we say we humble ourselves. We humble ourselves before you because we know nothing. We know nothing, God. And we are standing here purely by your mercy. In the same way, we cry out as blind Bartimaeus. We say, "Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on us, Lord, that you look down from heaven. You see a group of people who are just nothing, nobody. But we are somebody because we know the King of Kings. We know the true Son of God. We know you personally. And that is how we have self-esteem, Lord. We have identity because of who you are. So today we pray in the name of Jesus that you will manifest yourself in many ways, but especially as Jehovah Rapha, our healer, God. Make it a personal time, oh God, as we listen to the written testimony, as we listen to the video testimony, oh God. It is not much how much I can say because I'm a nobody, but it's simply, God, we believe you will show up. You will show up and do something in and through our lives. And so we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus we ask. Amen. All right, continuing as an introduction, Jesus was leaving Jericho on his way to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. Now, what is so unique about this Passover? There are many Passover, but this Passover was unique. It was not an ordinary Passover, for he is headed to his death at Calvary. So it's more or less like a last Passover, you would say. Now, how do we know that? Alright, that is found in Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, 33 to 34. Jesus told his disciples that the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes who will condemn him to death. And that's how we know this is a Passover. Now, imagine Jesus walking through the crowd. He's surrounded by huge crowd, by people who cannot understand just who he is. The Jews are blind to who Jesus is, though he tried to tell them and show them on many occasions. The disciples are equally blind, though he has demonstrated his identity time after time. So as he passed by Jericho, do you know the meaning of Jericho? It means to smell. Everybody say smell. Now, this morning I talked about the stench. Right? The stinking problem, the stinking stench. But today, the Lord Jesus is saying that there is a fragrance here. Amen. Yeah, do you know that sometimes we can smell, right? Those of you who are sensitive, not because your wife is wearing a perfume, right? Though it can be, but I'm talking about it can be sensing, right? The aroma of the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jericho means to smell a fragrant place. So people crowded and they line up to see Jesus. Jesus is also called the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valleys. So for those of you men, you said, oh, well, a bit feminine. Yeah, but that's what the Bible says. Jesus is called the Rose of Sharon and also the Lily of the Valleys. The people might not know exactly who Jesus was, but they just knew that he was someone special. They knew that this guy was someone special, but exactly they may not know that he's truly the Son of God. Yes. So what happened? Earlier, Jesus met Zacchaeus. So Jesus met Zacchaeus. He was a very rich man. He was a tax collector. And remember, he was on a tree. Jesus saw him. And Jesus said, can I come to your house for a meal? And of course, Zacchaeus almost freaked out. But they went to have a high tea, I suppose. Right? Yes. Right. And so what happened? That was a part of the story. So as I said, most people were blind to who Jesus really was. But there was one man in the crowd that day, of course it was blind Bartimaeus, he received 20/20 spiritual vision that day. Blind Bartimaeus. And this is his story. So even as I narrate the story, I want you to put yourself as blind Bartimaeus. Can you do that? You put yourself, when you read parable, don't just read like a history book. Right? You put yourself. You either can become Jesus or blind Bartimaeus. Right? But today, don't be Jesus today. Today be blind Bartimaeus, right? Then you can get the story. So you see that? Let God speak and show you what Jesus did for blind Bartimaeus, he can also do for you. Amen? Right. So let's look at three lessons. Can you see blind Bartimaeus there? The eyeball is white. It's not demonized, by the way. Sometimes white can mean demonization, but for this, it's like he's blind, alright? Yeah, right? He's blind. Sometimes one of the manifestation, the eyeball roll, that's because a sign of demonic manifestation, alright? I've seen that in Africa when I minister, it's very common, the eye roll, But this one is, just that he's blind, physically blind, blind Bartimaeus. So firstly, we see the first point is, Jesus is the one who can help us with all our problems. I want you to repeat to your neighbor. Say again. Jesus is the one. Say to your neighbor, I'm just saying to Seng Yan. Jesus is the one who can solve all our problems. Hey, some of you not very convincing, Yeah. According to your faith, you will receive. Oops. Oh, yes. Right. For me, I'm convinced. Right. So Jesus is a Messiah, the one with the power of God to deliver, heal, and make whole. I'm not against doctor. I see a specialist at Ng Teng Fong Hospital every 3 months for my deteriorating kidney condition. But I'm not putting my trust on the doctor because he tell me your condition, polycystic kidney disease, zero. Zero means what? Nothing. The medication he gave me is for high blood pressure, diabetes, for everything. But it's not to kill the cysts. The cysts are growing rapidly every day, right? And they are there. They are there, alright? Yeah. But to me, they may be there, but as long as I'm breathing, I'm working, I can travel, I can preach, who cares? I'm not going to look at the cyst. Every day I get up, I say, hallelujah, I feel good, I look good. And many people don't even know that I'm sick. Really? When they see me take medicine a lot, morning and night, they say, wow, you spend so much money on supplement. I say, all this medication, no, not supplement.
The only supplement I eat is, I believe, vitamin C. I'm a firm believer of vitamin C. No others. These are all medicine, no? Then they say, wow, you're so sick. What happened to you? Yeah, so for me, the doctor can say anything, but I'm going to trust the Lord for my healing. Amen? Yes. Yeah, so we see here, this is Jesus, right? He's giving us the authority, all right, to believe that he can heal us. So Bartimaeus knew that Jesus has the power and the authority to give him what he needed. So today, whatever condition you have, do you believe that Jesus only has authority? Right? Yeah. So don't stop going to the doctor. You can go. But your trust is not in the doctor, in Jesus. Amen. Yes. He believed, Bartimaeus believed, that Jesus being the Messiah could heal his blindness. Now why? Because one of the signs of the Messiah, I'm talking about in Jesus' time, one of the signs is that the Messiah can heal the blind, make the lame walk, and so forth. Right? So this is one of the signs. In Matthew 11:5, I just quote to you, the scripture say, the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised. You saw this morning? Not this morning, many of you were not here. Robert and Kim, I saw you this morning, praise the Lord, you come second time. Okay, God, yes. So, they heard about they heard about the dead Lazarus being raised up. Amen. Yeah, so one of the signs of being a Messiah is able to raise the dead. So another thing is that this blind Bartimaeus, he knows that one of the signs of the true Messiah is able to give sight to the blind. So before a pre-believer can call out to Jesus for salvation, they must first understand who Jesus is. Right, so now we are encouraged to go and share the gospel. Share the gospel. So we have to tell people that Jesus is the Son of God. He's not just a master or a teacher. Alright, many people think, oh, Jesus is a teacher, he knows everything. Right, so, we have to tell people, Jesus is not just a teacher. Teacher cannot save you. You'll still be dead in your sin. Jesus is the Son of God. And he is only the so-called religious figure. Actually, I don't like to use the word. After all, Christianity is not a religion. But according to the world, it's one of the world religion. So, Jesus is not just a religious figure. He is the only one that has raised from the dead. So you can go to Jerusalem, you can see an empty tomb, right? The rest of the so-called religious figure, which I do not want to mention, right? They are still dead. Their body is there, their bones, body no longer there. Their bones and the ashes are there. Yes. So you see here that they must see Jesus as their only hope. They must understand that Jesus alone can forgive their sin and save their soul. They must see that Jesus is not just a good teacher or a poor fella who got himself killed on the cross. They must understand that Jesus is the Son of God that died for their sin. So if you are sitting here, you may have come to church for a long time. And you say, I'm a church goer. I don't call myself a church goer, you know. It's like I'm a cinema goer like that, you know. Yeah, you go to a cinema, and this is not a cinema, by the way, though it's a former cinema, right? You don't just go to church, you are the church, right? But you know in your heart, you have not given your life to Jesus. You do not have a personal relationship with him. Well, today is the best day. Amen. Today, just like blind Bartimaeus, he only did not only get his eyesight. I will share with you, you know, right? The more important thing, he had a spiritual vision. God not only healed him of his blindness. Later you will hear in the story where I share with you that Jesus was, not Jesus, who was it? Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus was rejoicing and then he followed Jesus. He praised Jesus. He followed Jesus all the way. So that means that this guy did not just come to Jesus for his eyes to be healed. True. But he recognized that to follow Jesus is the most wonderful thing that can happen. Yeah, even I stand here. Of course, I want Jesus to heal me. But immaterial, no, whether he heal me or not, I'm still a follower of Jesus. You get it? Yeah, so this is very important. Right? This is not shallow Christianity. This is saying, God, I will follow you no matter what. If you heal me, praise God, I can still trust you. But if healing is not happening yet, well, I will still follow you. Yes. So John 6:44 say, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Alright, yeah. So we see here that Jesus is the one that can help us with all our problems. Secondly, not only does Jesus have the power to help us, we want to look at a bit of the quality of Jesus. This is very important. Alright, very important. Firstly, Jesus is full of mercy. He wants to help us and he wants to bless us. Because there are some believers, for whatever reason, they always say that, Oh, when we sing the song, God is good, God is good. They say, yeah, lah, good for you. Lah. You have a wonderful husband, wonderful wife. Your children give you no problem. But for me, I got so many problems. You got so many problems. Then I think you should listen to this morning sermon. Dealing with the stinking problem. You go and study Lazarus. Lazarus. Jesus, did something to Lazarus. Yeah. So what I'm saying is that, no, we have to see that Jesus is full of mercy. He wants to bless you. Maybe the way you prayed, you expected a certain answer. Dear friends, let God be God. If you pray, don't tell God, I want this way, you know. Yeah. I want this way, this way. This way God answer you cannot. Who are you? You are God or He? Alright, yeah. So when we pray, we say, God, according to your will. And sometimes His will can be difficult. It's not a smooth path. Right? You look at an example of Jesus. Jesus followed the Father's will. And He had to suffer. Alright? Yeah. So you see here, Bartimaeus cries out to Jesus and say, Jesus, Son of God, Son of David, have mercy on me. Do you notice that Bartimaeus did not demand his right? So let me share with you. Sometimes we all Christians, believers, especially this is for believers for a very long time now. It's like we are very demanding. When we pray, if God answer, oh, by the way, I just want to add this in. When you pray, do you know that God can answer three ways? Firstly, yes. Of course, we love that. Oh, God, give me a husband who's godly and rich. Yeah, right? I ever said that before. No, I didn't pray. I just said. And then somebody said, probably if they are godly, they are not rich. If they are rich, they are not godly. Okay, this is from the carnal mind. Okay? Now, I prove them wrong. I say Abraham is both, do you know? You know that? Abraham. How do I know? Abraham is godly, because, God chose him, right? With the father of what? Father of faith, right? Huh? And how do I know that he's rich? Because the Bible says when he moved house, I tell you, no, not only he and his wife and his children, no. Right? They say, he got all the servants, entourage, No, all the servants, and then he got goats and cow and what. Right? So ladies, it is possible, by the way. Give you all hope, okay? I'm still not married because I'm still waiting for godly and rich. okay? Yeah, no, right. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, now be serious, Yes, now, so I forgot, right? Answer will be yes. Everybody is so happy. Praise the Lord, yes. Now, this part we don't like, What's that? No. Yes. yes can be yes. Can also be no. So no is an answer. Yes. But some of us don't like. So when God answered no, we say, God, you don't love us. No. How come that lady asked, can be yes? How come I asked no? Right? Because maybe the motive wrong, right? Yeah. Or maybe there's some reason. Yeah. So the answer can be no. So we have to accept that. Thirdly, this one also we don't like. Wow, all these are smart people. Wait. Then you say, how long? Well, you remember what the Bible says. For us, one day, God is 1 year. Right? For us, 1 year, God is 10 years. I don't want to go that route, right? So the answer can be yes, no, and wait. And really, to think through, if we as Christians, you want to make it to the end. You understand? Make it to the end means you want to be a faithful follower, right? So when you pray, if you can accept yes, no, and what the other one, wait, I tell you, it will really help you in your Christian walk. Really, trust me. You will not be troubled, and then get angry or that. Because you are praying according to God's will. So, can be yes, can be no, can be wait. So this is something extra, only for this crowd only. Yeah. Mm. Don't let me go on. Yeah. So Bartimaeus did not demand his right, though he went to the Lord. But he did not say, oh Jesus, prove that you are the Son of God. I am blind, make me see or not. He did that, right? So he called what? He's seeking mercy. What does mercy mean? Mercy means to bring help to the wretched, Right? And I think did we sing Amazing Grace or not? That's one part, right? I say, amazing, give grace to the wretched, right? And I think the worship leader, when he say wretched, he point to himself. I also point to myself, right? Don't go and point to your neighbor. Point to you first. Yeah. Truly. Yes.
So here you see here that we are really wretched. And Bartimaeus, right. So he thanked God, have mercy on me. So he recognized who he is. So when we come to God in the same way, we have to humble ourselves. And then we have two verses. Okay, for a blind Bartimaeus, it was a personal cry, it was a persistent cry. So we have two verses that I want you to read. The first one is, the verses please. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4, right? And the other one, how come I miss a powerful God? Oh, I already said, this is the one. Yeah, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4, so it talks about God having mercy. And the other one is the book of Psalm. I'll just read the Psalm. Psalm chapter 3 verse 4, I cry out to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Right, so you see here, Jesus demonstrated his kindness and mercy by stopping to help Bartimaeus. Imagine, Jesus is in a hurry. I don't think he's in a hurry. It's we that are in a hurry. So Jesus is going to Golgotha, right, to be crucified. Hey, that one's important business, right? But he has time for a beggar. Yeah, so we can learn something, right? So those of us in ministry, sometimes be careful, we have time. We have to go there and preach, go there and teach and all that. But there is someone maybe in your family that has a need. You say, no time, ah. Hey, you call the Inner Healing Deliverance Ministry, ah. I have to go there and preach, ah. Yeah. You minister to your family member, right, first. But if you need more help, you can call us. Amen. Yeah, so I think it's very important that we give time to our loved ones also. Yes. Yeah, so what happened? So we see here, Jesus demonstrated his kindness and mercy by stopping to help Bartimaeus. And Jesus will be merciful to us too, if we look to him. Now, I will tell you a very short story, right? Something to do with mercy. So you must listen carefully, so that you can catch the humor. Alright, listen carefully, open your eyes. All of you who are sleeping, can you please wake up? because I can't see the people in the top, on the top, like so dark. You all look very foggy, right? Yeah. Okay, listen carefully, you gotta be fast to catch it, A lady had her photograph taken. Right? When she saw her photograph, she was very unhappy. So she scolded the photographer. She chided him. Then she said, well, I don't like that. I don't like the photo. Those photos don't do me justice. Got it? Those photos don't do me justice. Then I better don't laugh. The photographer replied. He said, ma'am, what you need is not justice. What you need is mercy. Alright? Now, so my first point is that Jesus is the one who can help us with all our problems. Secondly, Jesus is looking for faith. Everybody say faith. Right? Of course, this area I have to be very careful. Right? We know that we have been taught that when we pray for you, when your healing is delayed or your healing is not happening, we do not say, hey, you have sinned. Don't straight away. I say, right. I say, hey. And beside that, we are very quick to say, Danny, you have no faith. That's why I pray, nothing happened. We are told not to do that. That is correct. But on one hand, do you know the Gospels? When I read through the Gospels, many a time, Jesus is looking for faith. Alright? Yeah. So I know the area. I know. For whatever, it can be a delay. But what I'm saying is that later on in the altar ministry, when you come up, the very fact that you respond is you have faith. Amen. If you don't have faith, you'll still be sitting there. And I will address later on, some people who stand there and say, why should I come up? God is everywhere. I mean, you justify yourself. We know. Don't tell us God is everywhere. We know. Right? And some people say, no need to come to church. I can sit at home and pray. No. Can. You can sit at home and read the Bible. Can. But you forget about Hebrew 11:25, right? They say, do not forsake the assembly of the saints. Yeah. So don't give me all the BS, I wanted to say that. Oh dear. Hey, that part very erased, Yeah, I'm telling you. When I hear that, I just get angry, Oops, right? Yes. So I'm trying to say that there is a reason why. Alright, a reason why. Or some reason that you cannot walk or what we understand, Right, so, like I said, the very fact that you come up here, you have the faith to believe. Right, and Hebrews says that without faith, impossible to please God.
Right? And he said, God is a rewarder of those that are seeking him diligently. Right? So you don't have to be passive. You got to do something. How far is there? Right? So those people on the top also. Now I didn't forget about you. Right? Those people on the top. Wow, so far. Right, I cannot come up here. Right? In the first place, oh dear, I'm going to step on some toes as normal. Right? Here you see there are many empty chairs. Hello? Are you up there? Can see me or not? Huh? There are many empty chairs here. So, make it easier, right? You sit here, right? Huh? Yeah. But of course, this is your prerogative. But I'm saying that even those you are on the top, you can still make your way here. Huh? Right. So, no excuse. Okay, let me go on. Where am I? Yeah. So here is that Jesus is looking for faith. So what does faith involve? Faith involves two things. Boldness and persistent asking. Boldness and persistent asking. And do you know that? Look at the story of Bartimaeus. Going back. Bartimaeus is calling out to Jesus and he's causing an uproar. In fact, another word is called a ruckus. I wanted to say a ruckus, but many of you may not know. You know, ruckus is spelled as R-U-C-K-U-S. Meaning it's a uproar, alright? Uproar. But another word is a ruckus. So a lot of commotion, you know, and so forth. The crowd tried to stop him, right? The crowd tried to silence him. Shut up! Jesus is too busy for you. Right? But he did not stop. In fact, when the crowd said shut up, the louder he got. The louder he cried, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Why did he do that? He believed Jesus would help him. And he was not allowing Jesus to pass by without him. Without helping him, right? So today's service is special. Special not because I'm up here. Special because we are focusing on healing. Right? In other weekend, we have other topic which are, we have to also learn. Right? Other topic we have to grow as a Christian. We don't give time for healing, praying for the sick. And when here I say sick, not only physically sick. Because looking at most of you, I think you are in better health than me. Right? You all look pretty healthy, right? But more importantly, what is going in your heart? Right? Yeah. As you know, I come from a ministry of inner healing and deliverance. So when sickness means physical, mental, spiritual, you know, you can be even financially sick. Every day you got a poverty mentality. Right? When you hear about retrenchment, you cannot sleep already. Because you are thinking, am I going to be the next one? Right. For me, for whatever reason, if I'm going to be retrenched, I say, Jesus, you will provide. That's all. Yeah. All right. So what I'm saying that sickness can be in many forms. Right. So, we want to give time, to pray for people. All right. So remember that. So we can learn because for the example of the Lord Jesus, even in the two of the parables. Can you see that? What is the first parable? The parable of the persistent friend. Right, you know the story, right? Right, they were sleeping. Obviously, for me, I sleep very well. So he's saying, come knocking at the door. I think he has to burn my flat before I get up. Right? Yeah. For me, I can sleep right through. In fact, this morning, I really put the alarm, and I tell myself, I must make sure that I get up. Because normally I attend 10:30, not 8:30. So I think if I don't get up, then Pastor Chulik got to preach, I think. Yeah, so I make sure, because I can sleep very well, I just knock off one, right, knock off, yes. So what I'm saying is that, in this story, finally he was asking for bread, and finally what? The friend said, I give you bread, not because I love you and care for you, but because buay tahan, it's like, you just wear me out, I want to go back and sleep, give you the bread, then after that, the friend can go to sleep. So there, you see there is this persistency, and I think we need to be persistent, in this area to receive something from the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Secondly, of course, the faith of the Canaanite woman. Yeah, you know the woman, right? She wanted healing for her child, right? So what happened is that the Canaanite woman, they argued with Jesus until he agreed to help her. And the Lord Jesus saw her bold persistence and commended that what great faith this woman had. You know the story that she said, Jesus came to seek the Jews, not to help the Gentile, and then compared to her as a dog. Right? And what did she say? If somebody called me a dog, probably I will go for inner healing. You know, that kind of thing, right? But in this case, the woman said, even the dog can have the crumb. Right? Literally, how desperate she was. Huh? All right. So we see here that the Lord Jesus will reward us.
Yes, God is sovereign and he can do anything that he wishes. He is answerable to no one. But I've learned that faith and desperation attract God. Right? Now, there's another story about the centurion, and that is in Luke chapter 7. About the centurion. Okay, so I will not talk about that story, but basically I want to share with you that Jesus Christ is your healer and your deliverer. Right? Just because I'm not healer, like I said, you know, if I'm not the best person to do a healing service, because I myself, you don't need help, right? But I'm saying nothing to do with me. Because Jesus said that you are the healer, right? And for me, I have no qualms. Even if somebody responds with a kidney disease, you know, I will pray for them, no? Because I'm not the one who heal you. Because someone will say, you dare to pray. You yourself, your kidney is only working at 22%. You want to pray for someone. Because I'm not the healer. So what's the big deal? I will pray for anyone. So I'm trying to tell you that in fact, if the person get healed, I know that's nothing to do with me. Yeah, because I'm maybe in worse state than that person. So you know my point or not? Yeah, so we have to believe and trust that Jesus can heal. But when, we don't determine. We just leave it to him and the favor to believe that he can. Yeah, that he can. Yes. I have a testimony here to share. Yesterday and today we had live testimony, right? But because the two people cannot make it, so today we will have a written testimony. A written testimony I will read, and it's called the testimony of joy, right? And the cruise member has written to me. It is 4 pages, but don't worry, I will not read 4 pages, or we will not go for lunch, right? Yeah, there are 4 pages. I have taken excerpts, very powerful testimony, and then we will conclude with a video testimony. Now, before that, let me address something which I did not do in the other 2 services. No, sometimes people will come up to us for prayer after the service, even when we have altar ministry during the service. Right, to be very open with you. Right, when we have altar ministry, this is the time. Sometimes when I go out there, right, to drink the biscuit. Not the biscuit, no. Hungry already, yeah. Eat the biscuit, and drink the, normally I don't take the coffee, because too sweet, you know. I drink the Milo. Actually, Milo also very sweet. All right, whatever it is now, right? And there are people that will be coming. All right, I want to share you in humility, to tell you why, you know. And then they'll say, Cynthia, can you pray for me? And then it's quite awkward moment now, because I'm, you know, eating the biscuit. Can you imagine now? No, then of course I hear you, right? Yeah, so of course, after eating or that, now then I'll tell them, of course I will pray for them. But I say, if you don't have altar ministry, it's okay. And one time, the worship leader, I gave a very strange word of knowledge. I say that there's 1 or 2 people here, you have a problem of grinding teeth, you know? Not when you are eating, you know, when you are sleeping. You know, grinding teeth no good, no. You grind too much in your sleep, you become bogey, you know? That you grow until your teeth got no more, right now. Yes. Yeah, no. But because she was worship leading, so the next week, I think it was Madeline, I remember, she came back. The next week, then she said, Cynthia, can you pray for me? And she told me, she was here leading worship now. Right? So it's like, how can she just jump down, right? Okay, that one is an exception. But if you are in the service, this is the time, right? We give time, right? So sometimes I don't understand. So I want to share from my heart, right? So later I find out that maybe people say I can never understand here, right? Why people who need help and healing, they are shy. You know the word shy? Everybody say shy. Now you have to cancel the shyness from your vocabulary. Just say today onwards, no more shyness. Right? No? Shy. Or the other word, embarrassed. I mean, we are not asking you to come to do a circus or what, right? You know, what to be embarrassed about? Right? Yeah, so they say embarrassed to come. First of all, you come here, we also don't know what you are coming for. Yeah, do you all know or not? Because I just give all the words, right? Huh? So we do not know. And you come out, you don't have to tell the prayer minister all your story. That one is counseling, right? Just say, I want prayer. I feel lousy. Right? Yeah. Or you don't have to say more. We will pray for you. So what I'm saying that, we have to get rid of all this. You know why? Because blind Bartimaeus was the opposite of us. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus didn't care. Right? Because he was desperate. So I think the key is that maybe we are not so desperate. We are so used to the condition and we say, go out there, maybe another week. And sometimes,
I'm very serious, no? We may not have another week. Oh dear, is that true? Because after this afternoon, I don't know what will happen to me, you know. I do not know. I only know now I'm alive, not later I do not know. Yeah, right. So what I'm saying there, no, strike when the iron is hot. When there is a call for something, just come, right? No, so frankly, it shows the level of desperation. Another area is that, I want to say is that, sometimes when we give word of knowledge, it does not matter who will pray for you. Right? When the word is given, you say it is you, just come out and receive prayer. Don't be choosy. Oh, no, I just want Pastor Danny to pray for me. No, and then another minister come. No. Then we have a long queue for Danny, and Danny cannot go for lunch. Got long queue. Right, yeah. So for me, you come to me, I want to go for lunch. I say, hey, go there. Too bad. If you do not want, then too bad lah. Yeah. Because, first of all, Danny is not the healer. I'm not the healer. We all pray. You all pray what, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, so you must get it right. Yeah. You got it right, yeah. So all these things are important. Huh? And another issue is that sometimes you want the word to be so specific. Right? Example, I told you, right? My condition is polycystic kidney disease. You may have not heard before. Basically, it's multiple cysts in kidney. Right? My two kidney, by the way, is enlarged, you know. I went for the scan in October. So it won't bother me also. Enlarge lah. Can walk and eat good enough lah. Right? So, you know, yeah. So what? There are a lot of cysts that are growing. Right? And it's called, a short form is called PKD. Right? But if I'm in a congregation, and if just say Seng Yen lah, right? Pastor Seng Yen lah, right? And he say, I felt that God want to heal kidney. You guess what? Cynthia will be the first one to run. Right? Yeah. Right? Because I hear the word kidney. Some of us are, We must hear, no? Must be polycystic kidney disease. Or not, it won't come out. Right, not? Yeah. So I'm saying that, if you are desperate, like I said, right, not? Don't have to be so exact one. According to your faith. Right, yeah. So this is my opportunity, to share with you all this, you know. Right, not? Yeah. So, don't care who pray for you. Don't have to be so specific. Just say, God, I have the faith. Yeah. I have people, who come here and respond, no? And they say that they just know that they need to be healed. Right? And instantly they are healed. Huh? So this is something that I want to share with you. Now, I think one of the reasons for countries that are more developed, like Singapore, I believe, no, well, because we have money to go to the doctors. Right? I think doctor no more lah. Doctor Jesus, I'm not sure. Huh? But when you are in less developed countries, literally, you know, when we give altar call, you know, I minister in Uganda, right? I was there for 8 months, all right? And literally, you know, when you give an altar call, all of them will come. Frankly, 90% will come up. Why? Because they all got no money to go doctor. They are in the villages. And I remember one time, a woman came, a black woman. I was in a village in Uganda, a small little village, can't remember the name, all right? The woman came with the baby. The baby was so tiny. I thought it was newborn. Right, so they all stand up now, right? So I'm a visiting a pastor. So of course, when we look at them, we say, what you want me to pray for? Then we pray. And she said, Pastor, my baby and I, we have AIDS. Now, at that time, I must confess, if there was a hole in the ground, I would have got in. Right? But there was no hole. Right? You got a hole, I go in. Yeah, no. And I look at the baby, I tell you, I thought it was newborn. She tell me, the baby is 7 months old. But you know how it looks. Have you seen the AIDS baby? I have. The baby is 7 months, but I tell you, you look at the baby, it's like a premature baby. Because it's sick, you know. Literally, the face is a face of a very old woman. You know, no life, you know. Yeah, really, when I look at her, I tell you, my heart dropped. The heart dropped, no? Right? And of course, I had to pray for her, lah, right? And when I came back, no, I specifically asked, I said, God, I want to have the gifts of healing. Yeah, I know about the gifts of healing. So and so, oh, evangelists have, no. But for myself, is that, yeah, la, you know, have or don't have, never mind. But after that incident, I say, God, I want to have the gifts of healing. Not for myself, but if there's occasion, no. If I have the gift of healing, it can help that person. Right, yeah. So I'm trying to tell you, no, that the baby, the lady and the baby need a miracle. No. They need a miracle because AIDS, as you know, is incurable. Incurable. So today, you know, I want to just read a testimony now. I want to read a testimony. Let me look carefully. Give me a moment. Testimony, like I said, from this lady. She's a KUS member. She and her husband have one baby son. Not a baby son, got a toddler son. But she wants to remain anonymous. Her name is here. I cannot mention. It's a 4-page. This is I printed. And she say, Pastor, you can share the testimony, but do not divulge my name. Right? How did I get to know her? 2 weeks ago, during the altar ministry, a couple came up. And she was carrying a newborn. It was about maybe 2 months old. No? So excitedly, she and her husband came up. Right? And frankly, I want to share with you that all these testimonies are God's provision. Right? Because in the last 2 weeks, I was only told to preach about in the last 2 or 3 weeks, not say months, because pastor has to be away. So he said, Cynthia, can you preach? No. Alright, yeah. So I was thinking what to preach. And I just felt that it's time that we have a healing service. And I said, God, healing service means there must be powerful testimony. And the moment I tell God, I'm going to do a healing testimony, healing service, you guess what? 4 testimony came. Just within that 2 weeks. I didn't have to go and hunt them, you know. Hey, different, the video testimony, thanks to Jonathan, through just a short conversation, Jonathan said, hey, we have a fantastic video testimony. So I said, can I have permission to show? Right? And then I remembered, Bella and Pastor Brenda testimony about how, the sister was raised from a coma or I think dead already. Yes. Right? And then this lady came up and said, do you remember me or not? Then I looked at her, I said, I have to confess, can't remember you, because so many people have to remember. And she brought the baby. She said 6 months ago, she was up here. She and her husband were up here, and she said she asked for prayer, right? And I prayed for her. And I remember I wept with her, right? And I want to read part of testimony. Why did she was so desperate? Why was I weeping with her? Because she needed a miracle, right? So just bear with me as I read. So let me read an excerpt of a letter entitled A Testimony of Joy. I'll tell you a joy by E. E is an initial, a KUS member. Alright, so I'm reading straight now from a testimony. So can you all just listen? Thank you. In early 2017, I found out that I was expecting my second child. And I went to my gynecologist for the usual prenatal follow-up. My gynae showed us the result, which screened that our baby has a genetic condition known as Turner syndrome. I've not heard of it before. Turner syndrome or monosomy X, which means a single copy of the sex chromosome, a female, is partly or completely missing an X chromosome, right? So signs and symptoms of this Turner syndrome are following. Wet neck, low set ears, low hairline, short stature, swollen hands and feet at birth. Typically, they develop menstrual period and breast only with hormonal treatment, and they are able to have children without reproductive technology. Right. So if a girl is diagnosed with this, it's quite traumatic, you know. They have to go through all this. Then continue. Heart defect, diabetes, low thyroid hormone occur more frequently. They also have vision and hearing problem. So this is a very serious condition. Most people who have TS, they have normal intelligence. Well, at least they're not so bad, right? Normal intelligence, right? So she continued. That weekend at church, we decided to go to the altar for prayers. Pastor Cynthia prayed for us and advised us to trust God for the healing of the baby and not to make the decision of termination. They were very honest. It was, second month, you know, of the so-called pregnancy, and she and her husband were struggling, right? And for us, as you know, our stand, right? So that's why I said I cried with them. You know, it's like sometimes people will say, yeah, you do not know, you're not even married, you don't have children, you don't know how we feel. But certain things cannot compromise, right? Yeah. So I told her we will pray along, but I say, you know the results, so you just have to trust God, right? So I remember them vaguely, but I cannot remember their name and their faces. So during the service, I envisioned myself lifting up my child to God. This is E's testimony. Putting this baby at the altar, telling God to do as His will, like how Abraham put his son Isaac at the altar. I put the decision in God's hand, telling Him to let me know what to do. This is wonderful, right? The natural mind said, abort lah,
I want to have a burden. This is a second child, no? But that's what she did. I needed to hear from God clearly so I know how to take the path ahead of me. It was Mother Day service that we end, and Pastor Darren Chu shared about the faith of Moses' mother. You all remember? It was a special service. When she put Moses in the basket along the bank of the Nile. Initially, I did not think much about it. But towards the end of the sermon, Pastor Darren told us to close our eyes and let God's word speak to us. He shared Exodus 2:9. So this was a Rhema word to our dear sister. Exodus 2:9 says, take this child that he has given you, nurse him for me, and God will give you his wages. I remember this message. So this struck her, no? To say that I'm the one who's going to bear this child, and I'm going to do what is right, and you know, and God will give me my wages. At that very moment, I felt God speaking right into my heart. This verse is for me. I must keep the child. Wonderful, isn't it? Yes. Yeah. So those of us who come here to receive messages and all that, don't just listen to the preacher. You can forget what I say, you know. What's important is that if you are sitting there, what the Holy Spirit say to you, right? Whatever I say, it's like it's man's words. All right. Of course, I trust that I'll be preaching from the Bible. But more importantly, you have to make your spirit alive so that you are sitting there while hearing the preacher. The Holy Spirit is having a conversation with you. But many of us come to church, and the moment we are guilty, I'm guilty also lah. Huh? The moment the pastor say, turn to this page, straight away we say, I know really lah. I listen so many times. Then your mind wander to your next holiday in Hawaii. Right, or maybe your mind wander say, hey, after go for lunch where? Go to Kentucky. Right, you know, yeah, right. So, like I said, your body and your soul are here, but your spirit is flying around somewhere, alright? So you come to church, make sure spirit, soul, and body are there. Amen? Aaron? Hey, where's Aaron? Yeah. Danny? Spirit, soul, and body are here. Alright? Yeah. Cannot leave, part of your soul and spirit and body somewhere else. All are to be here, alright? So let me continue. So what happened is, tears went down my face, peace came into my heart. God has spoken and I will obey. Right? So she wanted to obey God. After the service, I did not tell my husband what God has spoken to me, as I believe that God will speak to him, and I wanted to hear from God as I did. Right? So one of my counsel is that before I left them, after I prayed for them and weep with them, I said, this is a decision two of you have to make. Correct or not? Right, because if the wife want to keep the husband, no, then there will be a chaos in the family. So I said, the two of you seek God, and I'm sure the Holy Spirit will tell you what to do. Right? Let me continue. Yeah, I realized that my husband also had asked for a sign from God to keep the baby. Right, so she confessed that the husband was very troubled, but I will not read that part. But the husband knew that God had given him a sign and said, we will keep the baby. Moving forward, we prayed every day for God's healing over the baby, especially for her major organ like the heart and the kidney, which are at a higher risk for defect in the TS baby. Alright, yeah, so they begin to seek the Lord, they begin to pray. We also prayed that she will not have any symptom associated with TS, and that she will be healthy and well. So you see, the prayer is very specific. Huh? The delivery day came, and we prayed that upon birth, no immediate medical intervention will be required for our baby, as some TS baby may need to open heart surgery at a few days old. Right, yeah, so they prayed that against complication. The pediatrician checked the baby and told us that she's well, except, now, that is where honesty comes, right? Of course, it's like we wish that the baby come out normal as 100%, right? But she said that, except for the webbed neck, right? The neck, right? Yeah. So I saw the baby look very normal. If she didn't tell me the webbed neck, I would know, right? So the only symptom, you know, I remember, you remember I read all the symptoms, at least 10 or 11 symptoms. No? The only symptom, she has a webbed neck. Right. And then this lady said, in December, they are going for another test to see, you know, how serious. But the doctor apparently said that this web neck is nothing. Continue. My heart was filled with gratitude and joy, knowing that she is well. Sometimes when I look at her, I completely forget that she has TS. Right. Yeah. So God did indeed do a miracle. We were both discharged together a few days later. And I thank God once again that I was able to go home with my baby.
This is something not to be taken for granted. The journey of raising the baby has just begun, and we will continue to trust God for her complete healing. Amen. This is the right attitude. Yeah. So I encourage people, when you come up here, of course you want instant healing. We want to see, but it doesn't happen. Right? Sometimes we ask, is it better? Not that we are busybody, we want to know. So if you come up here in pain, the pain is lessened by 50%. Should you thank God or not? Yeah, but many people focus, still painful. Right not? Yeah, so I'm saying that you have to thank God, whether it's 10 or 20%. Grateful to God. When you are grateful, I'm sure healing will come at its timing. Right? Yeah, so this lady did not become bitter. She did not say that, oh God, I prayed so hard, I dedicate the baby, how come it's not 100%? So I really feel, you know, that we have to be grateful.
Right. Then she continued, the journey of raising the baby had just begun, and we will continue to trust God for our complete, oh, wow, so much, won't cry so much. Then she said, a big thank you to those who have been praying alongside with us. My husband and I appreciate all your prayers, and support. Right, so that is the end of a lesson, right? So can we give glory to God? So Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you are so good to this couple. That you are faithful, Lord. You are faithful that this child, this baby girl, Lord, in your eyes, she is perfect. Whether she has a webbed neck or whatever it is. Because in your eyes, oh God, when we are born, we are perfect. We are perfect, oh God, because you create us. So I pray for ourselves. I pray for this church, Lord, that we will see one another as perfect. Lord, that we will not just be looking at the flaws, whether it's physical, whether it's other kind of flaws. Lord, because when you look at us, Lord, you look at us perfect, oh God. Father, you accept us as we are. So I pray, Father, through the lesson of this testimony, maybe we be looking at each other. My heart cries out that we look at each other. Look at each other for, Lord, our brother and sister who may have some flaws. Instead of criticizing, instead of just poking at the defect, we will say, God, how can we help each other to strengthen each other? May we not forget that we ourselves are defect. Every time we criticize one person, oh God, Father, when one finger is poked at others, God, the four fingers are poked at us. So we pray, God, that you cause such a change in our hearts, Lord, for people in this service, oh God, that they will appreciate one another. They will appreciate one another, Lord, regardless of their race, their gender, regardless of age, that we will respect every person because you have died for them. You have created that, you have died. And anytime we despise one another, when we look down at one another, Lord, we are saying, God, that we despise you. Lord, so forgive us today. Yeah, so Jesus is not only powerful, but he has time for us. Never ever think that Jesus is too busy for you. Right, so my last point, very simple. Jesus has time for us. Amen. So if Jesus has time for us, we also must make time for one another. Alright, yeah. Sometimes I have to confess, you know, my heart grieves when I hear members say, when there is a situation, I say, oh, go and see your pastor, go and see your leader. Alright, I'm not poking at anyone, right? And sometimes the church members say, oh, they are so busy. Alright? Yeah. So I'm saying it's not fair. Yes, we are busy. Busy with all of you lah. Busy with the people. Alright? Our job is people, you know. Right? Yeah. But, like I said, if you have a need, of course we ask you to go to Jesus. But besides that, we are here for you. So don't ever think that, oh, we are too busy for you. Alright? So I just want you to know that. But of course, also be matured. Don't every little thing call the pastor. Alright? Pastor human, you know. Right? yeah. I do everything, right? So call, you know the telephone number? 333. Jeremiah 333. And that's a wonderful thing. When you are a missionary out there, those ex-missionary would know. We call Jesus. I tell you the answer straight.
No time to call back Singapore. By the time the Singapore church reply, we are already dead already. Yeah. Let me tell you. Right. So call Jesus. But there is a need. Sometimes we need the support. We need some counsel. Do call upon us. Right. Yeah. So Jesus heard the cry of poor and blind Bartimaeus, and he stopped in his tracks. Right? Yeah. So we see here, the last part I want to show that when Jesus told Bartimaeus, can you come up here? Bartimaeus straight away, but he rose up, no? He did not say, shall I go? No. He just go up, and then he threw away his cloak. You know, right? You know. Now, the cloak represents something very important to the beggar, no? You must know the significance, alright? Yeah, the cloak represents, his career. You know, beggar is a career. During that time, right? Yeah. So truly, he's saying, my old life mati already. Old life gone. It's like he threw away the cloak, and he's saying, if I want to start life with Jesus, I got to get rid of the trash. Right? So this morning, do you have any trash? Do you have any cloak or not? In 6 weeks' time, will be 2018. Please do not carry all your, all your bad stuff. Right? What I call BA. BA is not born again. BA is bad attitude. Everybody say bad attitude. Bad attitude. Yeah. Any attitude that you know is not healthy for you, get rid of it. Now, like Bartimaeus, take away the cloak and start afresh with the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Yes. So Jesus asked, what do you want me to do for you? You know the answer, and the rest is history. A happy ending. Right? So this part is very interesting. As soon as Bartimaeus is healed, he starts to follow Jesus. Right? Sometimes when I do a healing service, I get very sad, when some well-meaning leaders say, don't focus on the healing, focus on Jesus. You know not? I know. They're trying to say that, Jesus is the savior, more important than the healing. But come on, man, we are human, we have needs. All right, so after a person is healed, right, we disciple them. Amen, pastor. Amen. Oh yeah, well, he's a pastor now. Right, we have to disciple them. So that they will follow the Lord Jesus. Right? But many of the people don't understand. They say, after the person get healed, he will forget about Jesus. Whether he forget about Jesus is not my business. Right or not? Yeah, so you have all this mindset. No wonder we are not seeing people following Jesus. Alright? Yeah. Right, so here, as soon as Bartimaeus is here, he starts to follow Jesus. Luke 18:43 say, he followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. So Bartimaeus received his sight. Bartimaeus fell in love with Jesus. So today, are you falling in love with Jesus or not? Okay, you have to answer that question, right? You have to answer. Okay, evaluate yourself. You followed the Lord 30 years ago. What is your love tank now? Right? Sometimes when a new believer come to know the Lord, we say, you got so many testimony lah. See how long it lasts. Now, this is another group of people. I feel like, right? How long it will last. Right? Now, yeah. So let me tell you, okay? Now, we have to continue to fall in love with Jesus. Right? So he fell in love with Jesus. He began to praise God. He became a witness. He became a disciple of Jesus. He wanted to have a relationship with Jesus. Yes, we know that God can heal and deliver us. But we don't go to Jesus only when we have a need. I repeat. You don't go to Jesus only you have a need. You go to Jesus all the time. You can start with the need. Alright? But I'm saying that it is a love relationship. We want to know and love Him more. So I encourage you today. Whatever your need might be, take the time to look to Jesus, call him out boldly and persistently, like with Bartimaeus. He has time to hear you and to help you. He loves and cares for you. Right? So now is a conclusion. We will view the video testimony of this couple. Right? And this video testimony, we will close. Right? And I want all the ministers. Ministers, that means, the ministry staff, pastoral staff, from the IHD team, healing room ministers come, cell leaders, as long as you have compassion to pray for the sick, whether you got a position in the church, I don't care. Right? As long as you say that you are moved and you want to pray for the sick and you want to be an instrument, you can come up here. Alright? Yeah, so we see the video testimony. David will start with the song. What is the song? You are the Lord that healeth me. Alright? So I want the ministers quickly. Alright, not to wait for another, you stand here. Right, the last two services, this area was packed. I tell you, people come because they are looking for Jesus. So we don't want to just take extra time. So quickly, ministers, be prepared. Once he finish that song, when he starts singing that song, you come up here. Okay, video. Thank you. Yes.
Curtis and I got married in 2012. And a year into our marriage, we decided to try to have children. Unfortunately, by 2014, we were still unable to conceive. Our worst fears were confirmed when eventually we sought consult with a rheumatologist who diagnosed her with lupus.
So the first thing that came to my mind is, can I have children? Can we have our own kids? I really asked God, why me? Did I do anything wrong? God has been really gracious to me, and he's been healing me through the months. So after about one year,
the rheumatologist actually gave us the green light because her condition was stable enough to actually try to conceive. So I was really grateful during that period of time to God for his protection over Gladys. And towards the end of 2015, we were overjoyed to hear the news that she was pregnant.
Yeah, so I thought, finally, I'm pregnant, and it's really a miracle at that point. Yeah. But at about at the second visit to the doctor, it was announced that there was no heartbeat. Yeah. So it was pretty devastating at that point. Yeah.
During this period of time, we had many fears and worries, but during these dark days, we actually grew closer to one another. We drew closer to God as well. His presence was constant, was always reassuring, and there was a sense of peace and calm, and which actually dispelled most of our fears.
So after about 1 year, we managed to conceive our second child. But the pregnancy wasn't easy. So initially, there's a lot of nausea, vomiting. And at the early stage of pregnancy, I even had spotting, which is very fearful because I had miscarriage before. I was very, very scared. The same feeling of the first miscarriage came back. The second problem is that our child's weight is very low. It was only 1.5 kg. So the first thing that we did, I actually went to the healing room and to ask God for healing. So at the end, I actually gave birth to my son at a targeted weight of 2.5 kg. And we named him Raphael, which is inspired by God, who is our Jehovah Rapha, the healer.
It's been an amazing faith journey. Through it all, I think we've learned that, yes, God is sovereign, but he is also faithful. Through all the valleys that we've gone through, he was there with us, walking alongside us.
I've learned to trust him in small or big things, and it has been really a journey of faith.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, so can we all arise? Yeah. We will sing the song, and we will have time I have 5 words of knowledge about healing, and the team here, whoever you are, just take the mic and quickly just give the words. And then the people will come up, right? So let's sing the song, "You are the Lord that healeth me." So ministers, just take your position. Thank you.
You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my
Alright, so those of you that have, these are very specific words, frozen shoulder. Frozen shoulder. Alright, so come up. Second one is, you have elbow pain and in the arm. Right? Can be the whole arm, can be here. Elbow pain in the arm. The third one is very specific. If you want a child, we have heard two testimony about children, right? And you are standing here, you want a child. And especially for people who are wanting a second child now. It's like that the first child is so easy, but the second child is that you all struggle for years. All right, it's very specific. If you and your wife, you want a second child and you are not receiving it yet, you come up here and I'm almost sure you will conceive soon. All right, second child. But even if you have no children and you want, also can, you can come. The next one is somebody who has shortness of breath. Shortness of breath may mean a lung problem. Lung problem. All right, yeah. Okay, Robert.
Yeah, I have three words. The first one is, I see a line across the foot. I think it is below your foot. I'm not sure whether it's a cut or a fracture. The second one is the after effects of a cesarean that has not gone away. Yeah? The third one is, and I confirm the word from Pastor Cynthia about breath, I think there is some problem with the lungs, difficulty in breathing, perhaps damaged lungs.
I have only one word. I believe the Lord want to set people free with ungodly ties. Well, you know what the ties or the relationship is, okay? So if you will be upright with it, upfront with it, you come and seek ministry and the Lord will heal you.
As I was sitting there, when Pastor Cynthia preached, there's some one here, migraine. If you are here, raise up your hands. Just receive healing from God. There are some who have ringing in the ear or ear problem, just come forward. Another word I see is skin rashes, skin disease, eczema. If you are here, just raise up your hand, receive healing to the Lord. Someone here believing God for a baby. The Lord is going to give you a baby within 1 year. Just believe it. God is going to cause your womb to be fruitful. I speak the word of the Lord to you.
I confirm Brother Robert's word. The word is stomach problem, okay? That one on cesarean and stomach problem. The second one is that I saw slanted eyes, huge slanted eyes looking at you. Somebody here is fearful of the attack of Satan, okay? You have been dabbling in occult, and you are more afraid of the devil than of God. Come for prayer. And the third one is this. Someone is very troubled. In Psalm 77, it says that I was so troubled that I could not sleep. Okay, and you've been searching for God.
I sense that some of us here, you are so weighed down by disappointment and discouragement. For a long time, you have been feeling that life is so unfair to you, life is so hard. And where is God? But you believe in a resurrected Christ. And the Lord says, are you willing today to trust Him again? To allow Him to help you in your situation again? Some of you have visions and dreams before, but they have died. And the Lord says, are you willing to dare to dream again? He will give you the courage to dream again. If you are willing to step up by faith and trust in the Lord, and the Lord will resurrect your dreams again. But you need to take that step of faith and trust God again.
Just we invite you to partner us to pray. to stand with our brothers and sisters as we minister to the people up here. I'm going to close the service, and we're going to pray. And let me bless you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have spoken to us this morning. And we ask that, Lord, you release us in your grace and your blessings. We ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for tuning in. We trust you have been blessed. For more information, check us out at www.cruise.org.sg. God bless.